This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now NPR's Wade Goodwin picks up our story on the thousands of legal claims of silicosis and what happened when the cases went before a Texas federal judge.
The Mississippi silicosis cases fell into the lap of U.S. District Judge Janice Jack, a bridge-playing, whiskey-drinking Clinton appointee in Texas. But it wasn't the judge's politics that defined her approach to these silicosis cases. It was her medical background. Before she became a judge, Jack had been a nurse, and the more she learned about the screening process, the more her alarm bells went off. So she ordered that the depositions take place in her courtroom, and she did a lot of the questioning herself. NPR has exclusively acquired the courtroom audio. This exchange is between the judge and Heath Mason. He's the CEO of one of the big Mississippi screening companies. Judge Jack asked him where all the people being screened were coming from.
Well, how did you get these people? How did you get the people to come?
There's lots of different ways on how clients got to us. Either you have an arrangement with a law firm.
Well, how'd they get them? Do you know?
Well, from what I know, a lot of some of their initial silica people were their existing asbestos people.
Just rescreen them to see if you come up with silicosis?
We were set to do mass screens. I mean, that's what we did. And from a business standpoint of mine, you had to do large numbers.
Mason's screening company's rates for testing people positive for silicosis approached 90%. His staff, not doctors, took perfunctory work and medical histories, and with some of his biggest clients, it behooved Mason to have a high rate of positive x-rays because those lawyers only paid him for positive results, $750 each. Through his lawyer, Heath Mason declined to comment. But it was the doctor's depositions that produced the most fireworks. The country's most prolific bee reader is a doctor named Ray Heron from West Virginia. Heron has diagnosed and contributed to 88,000 asbestos claims and thousands more for silicosis. His reputation began to crumble in Judge Jack's court when defense lawyers started producing evidence of his double diagnoses. Here, Heron is asked by a defense lawyer how it was possible his asbestos diagnosis of a man named Kimball seemed to disappear 8 years later when Heron diagnosed Kimball with silicosis.
And those scars, over time, are going to get worse.
Right, right.
And as a matter of fact, you said that somebody with those fibers and scars in their lungs were going to go to their grave with them, right?
Right.
Not Mr. Kimball.
The defense then displays a later set of x-rays. In these films, Kimball now has silicosis, but his asbestosis has cleared up. Judge Jack presses Dr. Heron to explain. She asks, so now his asbestosis is gone?
Well, I can't say it's gone, Your Honor.
Well, where'd it go?
Like I say, I don't know.
Heron offers an explanation. Perhaps the film contrasts were different. But defense lawyers have plenty of examples of Heron's double diagnoses. As they produce that evidence, the doctor's situation on the stand gets precarious. He took the stand as an expert witness, but now there's the possibility that his answers could get him prosecuted for fraud. Defense lawyer Danny Mulholland moves in for the kill, but the judge stops him.
Dr. Heron?
Nope, he wants representation.
Okay.
Is that right, sir?
Well, he's accusing me of making these things up.
I assume that that's sort of the bottom line.
Wow. That's not good.
Wow, that's not good. And with that, Dr. Heron left the stand. Under questioning other bee readers, doctors' reputations were damaged also. One withdrew hundreds of his silicosis diagnoses, saying he never meant for them to be considered actual diagnoses. By the time the depositions were over, Judge Jack was appalled. 6,800 of the 10,000 silicosis claimants also had asbestos claims. But Jack found that the chances of any one person having both diseases were about the same as a golfer making a hole in one. She said that Dr. Heron's testimony raised, quote, great red flags of fraud. The judge wrote a 249-page ruling, throwing out the testimony of doctors, sanctioning the lawyers, and discrediting the mass screenings. Her conclusion, the 10,000 silicosis claims were, quote, manufactured for money. But Brent Kuhn disagrees with much of Jack's ruling. He's a plaintiff's lawyer for some of the silicosis cases in her court.
Judge Jack, she's a fine judge, but I don't think she was very sophisticated about the process. I think this was the first time she'd actually had these complex mass tort cases in her courtroom.
Kuhn concedes there were problems with some of the diagnoses in the silicosis cases and says Jack properly weeded those out. But Kuhn says screenings help save workers' lives by alerting them to possible lung illness earlier than they might otherwise have known.
She discredited some of the doctors that were involved, but I don't think it's an indictment of the entire process. The process itself is very good. The concept is very good. Whether or not it's abused from time to time is something that can be controlled and should be controlled.
Kuhn says it would be an injustice to use the Mississippi cases to try to strip away workers' legal options. Judge Jack's ruling has become a rallying cry for corporate America, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Kuhn says big business wants to use the judge's opinion to create a permanent legal handicap for poisoned workers.
Those companies knew for decades that those products cripple people and kill people. They knew it. We've got all the documents, all the internal memos, all the depositions that prove that. And it's a shame that now they're able to isolate a few example cases and try to turn that around.
Without question, there are hundreds of industrial workers across the country acutely ill with silicosis. Even the defendants concede that is true. But instead of standing out, their lawsuits get lost among the thousands of claims generated from the mass screenings, clogging court dockets, and delaying their opportunity for relief. Time is not on their side. Judge Janice Jack's methods of deposition and her ruling are beginning to have an impact around the country. In Florida, a judge has ordered silica plaintiff lawyers there to produce detailed medical information on their claims. In Ohio, a state judge handling 35,000 asbestos claims and 900 silica claims is considering calling hearings to depose the doctors the same way Jack did. And on Capitol Hill, the House Subcommittee on Commerce and Energy begins its investigation into the Mississippi lawsuits. Like a legal pebble, the opinion of the nurse who became a federal judge is sending out ripples of change across the nation's court system. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
In the 1930s, silicosis was a public health menace in America, but worker safety regulations helped drastically decrease the disease's toll on workers. Wade Goodwin traces how silicosis once again became the target for massive litigation on our website, npr.org.